Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Matt Schlater. Matt, welcome.
Hi, Father Adam.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Matt is a local businessman here in Columbus who practices the faith. And let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are all wise, and we know that you guide our life according to your plan. Help us to entrust ourselves to you and to your guidance. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. In
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Matt, usually in these conversations on discipleship, we begin with, just as every discipleship story begins with an encounter of Christ. And, you know, we like to hear how people have come to know the Lord, how he entered into their life, how they, for maybe in a significant way, began to follow him.
Yeah.
So maybe you could share your story with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised, well, I was born out west, but moved here at a very young age with my family. Grew up Catholic, so I am a cradle Catholic. And my story is not marked by any one sort of St. Paul flash of light conversion. I would say my conversion story, that's not to say I don't have one, but my conversion story isn't marked by that one thing. I'd say my conversion story was more of a sort of like wading into a pool. You know, first get my toes wet and then just keep going. And certainly it was accelerated at one time or another where the water got deeper. Maybe I moved back, but I think that best describes my conversion story. You know, the water just keeps getting deeper. I've come to realize that the Catholic faith, the Christian faith, my relationship with Jesus has infinite capacity. The more I am open and receptive to his grace, the deeper he allows me to go.
Beautiful. And I think, you know, part of kind of retelling our own stories of how we've met the Lord is, one, it helps others who are just now meeting him to kind of see the human face of these experiences. And certainly, really, every story should not just be one particular story. You know, in our walk with the Lord, there are lots of encounters and lots of episodes. So you were raised Catholic in a Catholic family.
Yep. You
were born out west. Where were you born?
I was born in Portland, Oregon.
Ah.
I'm an Oregonian.
Oh, whoa.
And Pacific Northwest.
So then
That's
you
right.
came here to Ohio.
That's right. Grew up on the North End. Yep, just inside 270.
Excellent. It seems like every other day I run into someone who's related to you.
Well, that's a very profound part of my conversion. You know, I have a very, very rich inheritance that was given to me through the deposit of my faith from my parents and grandparents and even before them. So
the family was always very strong in the faith then.
Yes, they were. Family's very strong in the faith. That's right. My Italian Catholics and German Catholics, both from Western Ohio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Excellent. So then high school, where
I
did
I went to St. Francis de Sales.
Okay.
So I went to Our Lady of Peace and then St. Francis de Sales. And then after that, graduated and went to Ohio State for a short stint in equestrian studies. Thought I'd live my boyhood dream out, and quickly found out that being a cowboy may not put food on the table quite like I thought it might. And I took a couple years off to do missionary work on college campuses, really all over the country and all over the world.
Excellent. So, yeah. All you needed to do was listen to Willie Nelson songs, and you could have found out that it's not easy being a cowboy.
Yes, yes. It's one thing to listen to the melody. It's another thing to listen to the lyrics.
So, you were a missionary on
Correct.
College campuses. What organization were you with? Or
I did missionary work. I actually helped found a college mission ministry called Compass.
Okay.
And basically, we would go onto college campuses and start Bible studies and teach students how to live out their faith on a college campus. We sort of started these Bible studies from coast to coast, and then would identify students who were eager to learn more and engage in their faith, and we would take roughly 40 students over to Europe and tour the history of our faith geographically and really get into the tradition of our faith, seeing where the saints grew up, spending some time in Rome with folks at the Vatican. I'll never forget on both occasions that we took students over there. We got to spend a few hours with Cardinal Ratzinger, better known as Pope Benedict, and hear him speak and spend some time with him, as well as St. John Paul the Great, and also view the rich history we have just in the European countries of saints and of the history of our church.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Matt Schlater. Matt, so you, what moved you to join this missionary group, or to start this missionary group?
Yeah, so probably what moved me to join the most was in the midst of being at Ohio State and seeing what was going on around me as very unfamiliar and unhealthy, I was caused to sort of pause. And that pause became very dramatic. The life on a college campus isn't always healthy as it relates to Christian life. And I felt that very strongly in my conscience. And in discernment and just practical speaking with my mom and dad and my older brother Ben, I just was given the grace to pause long enough to say, okay, I need to, this can't be a slow wide turn. I need to really put the brakes on and make a sharp turn. So my faith had always been an anchor for me. So not knowing what I wanted to do 3, 5, 10 years out, I thought what better way to spend my time than to really dive into my faith and to dive into that thing that had always grounded me, really what is prayer and living out my Christian faith.
Excellent. So how long were you doing this missionary work?
2 years. 2 years, yeah. And then when I wrapped it up, I went on to study business at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What lessons did you take in following the Lord from that time as a missionary?
That was probably the first time in my life, and part of it was circumstantial. You know, I was that age. I was 18 years old, roughly. And so most of my faith had been really obedience towards my parents and buying into just what the family did and what we'd done for generations. So those years marked the first time I was able to be independently intentional about my faith, and a broad spectrum of intentional about making time for prayer, intentional about thinking about what I think about, thinking about what I do through the lens of the Christian faith, through the lens of the life of Christ, thinking about the broad spectrum of ways to live out a Christian vocation. You know, that was, those 2 years marked a wonderful memory of discernment of the priesthood, of religious life, and of married life.
And I think in all of our stories of conversion or encountering Christ, there is this point where, even if we come from a very solid Catholic background and have been well catechized, and, there's a move to sort of a subjective possession of the faith, that we personally and individually have to kind of say yes to this and mm-hmm. make it our own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a move from a cultural Catholicism, which sometimes people will kind of think of that in a negative term, you know, that we're just kind of robots doing mm-hmm. things. But it's actually a very positive thing because, I mean, that's how the faith is handed on, is through culture and through families.
Yep.
But what we also have to add to that recipe is that individual reception of it and mm-hmm. that personal choice for it and taking the responsibility on for ourselves.
Yep.
Or making it into a personal relationship.
Yep. And those 2 years were certainly that time for me. I would say the highlights would be prayer, the sacraments, and reading. It was the first time in my life that I became really a voracious reader. I couldn't put books down, and the faith really lit up for me. And couple that with accessibility of the sacraments during that period of my life. I went to daily mass, frequent confession. I was going to adoration every day. So add all those things to the mix, and God really started to move in my heart in a new way. And I think that's the first time I felt the reality of the depth of a relationship with Jesus, right? The fact that there's always a little bit more. There's always a lot more. Bottom line is there's always more.
Yeah.
Jesus always wants to reveal himself in new and exciting ways to us to keep our lives vibrant.
Beautiful. Well, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Matt and for the great work that you're doing in his life and in the life of his family. Strengthen and renew us all that we might continue to encounter Christ, your Son. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Matt Schlater. Until next time, peace and all good.